请我们翻到路加福音第二十一章。
Can we turn to Luke 21? Luke 21 and verse 28.
有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近。
But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
有这些事，到底哪些事呢？
But when these things begin to take place, what are such things?
我们这个周末用了好几堂的聚会，我们来看这些事。
So this weekend we used a few sessions to talk about these things.
主要是根据上下文提到这些事。
And according to the context, speak about these things.
然后我们的主继续说下去。
And our Lord continued to speak.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近。
Then he told them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they pour forth leaves, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near.
所以我们的主继续就讲这些事。
Our Lord continued to talk about these things.
但是如果一有这些事的话，
But if these things were to be so,
我们就当挺身昂首。
We are to lift up our, straighten up and lift up our heads.
因为知道我们得赎的日子近。
Because our redemption is drawing near.
我们主很快回来要迎接我们。
Our Lord is coming quickly to receive us.
所以我们要明白这些事。
So we have to understand these things.
那么当主说这些事的时候，
When the Lord talked about these things,
他告诉我们在他回来以前，
He told us that before he comes back,
怎么知道他很快就要回来？
How do we know that he's coming back quickly?
因为主三次在启示录说，我必快来，我必快来，我必快来。
Because the Lord said, I am coming quickly, I am coming quickly, I'm quickly, three times in the last book, chapter of Revelation.
那句话的意思是说，我一旦动身了，我很快就来到。
That phrase means that if I've started my journey, I am showing up quickly, immediately.
所以到底有没有圣经节告诉我们主大概已经动身了呢？
Now, is there a verse that tells us that the Lord has already started his journey?
所以他就告诉我们无花果树发芽的故事。
So he told us of the story of the fig tree putting forth its leaves.
原来在1948年的时候。
In 1948,
你看以色列这个国家就像无花果树一样。
Israel, like the fig tree,
多少年它是枯干的。
For many years it was withered.
这个世界上看不到它。
You cannot see it in the world.
这个国家已经亡国亡了快两千年。
This nation had already been destroyed for more than 2,000 years.
没有想到这个被咒诅的无花果树居然能够发芽。
You didn't imagine that this cursed tree would now put forth leaves.
结果我们知道。
Then we knew.
果然以色列复国。
Indeed, Israel was restored.
那以色列复国告诉我们什么？
After the restoration of Israel, what does it tell us?
人子已经站在门口。
It tells us that the Son of Man is at the doors.
那个门是多数的。
That doors is plural.
如果我的客人已经到，不管大门、二门还是三门还是四门。
So whether my guest has arrived at the first, second, or third door,
有一件事我可以确定。
One thing I can be sure of.
他一定从家里动身了。
He must have already started his journey.
明白吗？
You understand that?
所以最少有一节圣经。
There's at least one verse that tells us.
告诉我们说，大概我们的主已经动身了。
That our Lord has already started his journey.
那如果他动身的话，
If he's already started his journey,
如果1948年他已经动身了。
If in 1948 he started his journey,
那今天已经2016年。
But today is already 2016.
换一句话说，
in other words,
很快的主就要来到。
So very soon the Lord will return.
因为主自己的话很清楚。
Because the Lord's word is clear.
我必快来。
I must come quickly.
我必快来。
I will come quickly.
我必快来。
I will come quickly.
你会不会像是约翰一样祷告说？
Will you have a prayer like John?
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord Jesus, come quickly.
我们能不能从2016年开始？
Can we starting from 2016? We can often have a prayer.
主啊，你的话不是说你就要快来。
Lord, didn't your word say that you're coming quickly?
我们知道从1948年你已经动身了。
We know that in 1948 you already started the journey.
我们知道说现在很快就要来到。
So we know it's coming quickly.
眼看着67年已经过去。
We see 67 years have passed.
这是第68年。
This is the 68th year.
或者在前面不知道有多少年。
So don't know how many years are ahead.
如果1948年主是在第一道门的话。
If 1948 the Lord is already at the first door.
现在应该在第二道门了。
It should be in the second door.
或者第三道门。
Or the third door.
没有多久。
And soon,
他就到了客厅。
He will come to the living room.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
有一件事我们要知道。
There's one thing we need to know.
我们的主的确说了一段很重要的。
Our Lord Jesus spoke an important prophecy.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
虽然1948年以色列复国。
Even though in 1948 Israel was restored.
是不是以色列就满足了神的心？
Is it that Israel now has satisfied the heart of God?
没有。
No.
你记得当初是他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Because the Jewish people said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
所以我们的主把他们带回到以色列。
So the Lord brought them back to Israel.
希望他们能够悔改。
Was hoping that they would repent.
就像我们悔改。
Just like we repent.
我们说是我们的罪把主钉在十字架。
We say that it's our sins that crucified our Lord Jesus.
我们承认我们是罪人。
We confess that we are sinners.
我们接受耶稣基督。
We accept Jesus as our Savior.
结果我们就得着救了。
And then we have been saved.
外邦人。
How the Gentiles are saved.
以色列也是这么得救的。
The people of Israel get saved the same way.
所以虽然今天以色列已经复国了。
Even though Israel has been restored.
但只是政治性的复兴。
But it's only a political restoration.
我们的主一直等候，一直等候他能够悔改。
The Lord is waiting and waiting until it repents.
所以去年。
Last year.
我们看有一场战争是以色列和加沙的战争。
So there was a war between Israel and Gaza.
When
you study the history of Gaza,
it
reminds you of the story of Philistines. Now you understand. In the Old
Testament,
why do the people of Israel often are in war with the Philistines? So God uses the Philistines as a thermometer. So then we know the temperature of the spiritual condition of Israel. If their condition is good, so then the Philistines will be cast away. If their spiritual condition is not good, then they become the thorn on the side. You understand that? It's very clear. Last year, when the rockets were being sent from Gaza to Israel, so the people of Israel could feel the thorn on their side. Because the thorn is right on your ribs. If you move, it will hurt. It's not too far away from you. Those rockets have no eyes. So you understand that? The word of God is clear. Why did the Lord raise the Philistines? God wants to discipline the people of Israel.
犹太以色列人住在山上。
So Israelites used to live on the mountains.
那就是犹太和撒玛利亚。
And that's Judea and Samaria.
那是最好的一块地。
That is the best land.
那是流奶与蜜之地。
That's the land flowing with milk and honey.
那么非利士人住在哪里呢？
Now where do the Philistines live?
他们住在海边。
They lived on the seashore.
以色列人住在高山。
And the people of Israel, they lived in the mountains.
非利士人住在海边。
The Philistines lived near the sea.
现在反过来了。
So now it was different, opposite.
你看见所谓 West Bank, 就是以巴勒斯坦人将来如果立国的话，他们就住在。
So the Palestinians, if they establish their nation, it will be on the mountains.
以色列人呢?
Where are the people of Israel?
他们住在从 Tel Aviv 一直到 Haifa 海边的地方。
They live from Tel Aviv to Haifa on the beach.
你看这不是颠倒了吗?
Isn't this opposite?
虽然以色列人回家了。
Even though the people of Israel have gone back.
回到他们的故乡。
They've gone back to their hometown.
回到 Promised Land.
They returned to the Promised Land.
但他们没有承受他们的产业。
But they did not receive their inheritance.
因为到现在他们还没有回来。
Because until now, they have not repented.
明白吗?
You understand that?
过去大卫
In the past, David
是个牧羊人。
David was a shepherd.
他手里只有五块石头。
He only had five stones in his hand.
而哥利亚是全副武装。
But Goliath, he is completely in armor.
但是虽然大卫很软弱。
Even though David was weak,
他却能够打死哥利亚。
He could defeat Goliath.
明白吗?
You understand that?
现在大家看看。
So now everybody sees. On the TV, who's Goliath? Israel is Goliath. So he's just like Goliath. But on TV, so those who are throwing the stones at the people of Israel are the Palestinians. So the Lord wants them to repent. They're not willing to repent. Just like at the time. Remember the people of Israel, they worshipped idols. So God raised the Babylonian Empire. After 70 years, the disease of worshipping idols was healed. So in the ancient times, God raised the Babylonian Empire, raised the Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire. There was a purpose.
他的百姓能够悔改。
And he would hope that his people would repent.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
自从1948年
since 1948,
虽然无花果树发嫩长叶
even though the fig tree had put forth its leaves,
但是问题在这里
but the problem is this.
他们悔改了吗
did they repent?
没有
no.
所以从去年所发生的故事我们就知道没有悔改。
So from last year's story, we know that they did not repent.
那去年到今年有四轮的血月。
So there were four blood moons from last year to this year.
神借着外天上的异象来提醒以色列。
God used the heavenly vision to remind, the heavenly sign to remind the people of Israel.
明白吗？这两年所发生的事太多太多。
There are too many things that happened these 2 years.
所以就叫我们想起这一段圣经。
So it reminds us of this portion of the scriptures.
不光是以色列复国了。
Not only is Israel restored,
它周围那些古国也复兴起来。
The ancient nations around it is also restored.
当时神怎样用他们来教训以色列人。
How God used them to discipline the people of Israel.
今天在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
主一样的corner 他们要把他们带到主的面前。
The Lord is going to corner them to bring them into His presence.
所以当然以色列就有苦难。
So then there is suffering in Israel.
你看见他根本在伊朗的威胁底下。
So it's under the threat of Iran.
而且是核子的威胁。
And it's the nuclear threat.
到了现在已经67年了。
Even until now, 67 years.
他们还讲 survival.
He's still talking about survival.
他们还想到这个国家怎么样在生存线上能够挣扎。
So how can it survive?
而且伊朗的最高领袖属灵里宗教领袖告诉我们说
So the Supreme Ayatollah also said
25年以后不会再有
In 25 years you will no longer see Israel
所以现在我们要
So what we want to do is ask
当整个的以色列落在那个阴影底下
When the whole Israel is under such a shadow
他本来觉得只要我们有华盛顿做朋友就可以
So they thought we have a friend in Washington
到今年过逾越节的时候
But during the Passover of last year
今年过祝棚节的时候
And then the Feast of the Tabernacles last year was the most tragic of their, since their restoration. It's the most dull, dark time. They feel that in the United Nations they have no friends, it's okay. As long as we have friends in Washington. But when they celebrated the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, there was the blood, full blood like moon like blood. They have friends. But as if they didn't have friends. There's a friend as if he was in Washington. If he's in Washington, why can Iran continue to develop its nuclear weapons? So remember, it's amazing. In the Old Testament, when you study the book of Esther, you know, Haman is from Persia, right?
你看见吗？现在哈曼要毁灭整个以色列。
Now Haman wanted to destroy all of Israel.
所以现在故事重新演。
So this story has repeated itself.
所以到了今年普尔节的时候。
So during Purim of this year.
你知道以色列的总理叫纳坦雅胡就来到美国。
So Netanyahu came to the United States.
他来以前。
Before he came.
先到哭墙去祷告。
He went to pray at the Wailing Wall first.
他为什么要冒着一些政治的风险来到美国国会呢
？So why did he risk some political risks to come to the United States is very important. Because his nation is already at the brink of destruction. So now the United States cannot give up on it. If the United States gives up on it, then it has to fight on its own. So there was a very tragic phrase that he mentioned.In his speech, he said, if needed, we'll stand up on our own. We'll stand up alone. Stand up alone, can he defeat the enemy? They have to go back to the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they have to repent completely. So if Judah thinks how he crushed his father's heart,
你记不记得当他把约瑟卖了
？Remember he sold Joseph.
然后拿了彩衣，染上了野兽的血。
I mean, he took the colored garment and then put blood on it.
等到雅各看见那个血衣的时候
，So when Jacob saw that colored garment,
他说约瑟撕碎了，约瑟撕碎了。
He said, Joseph is torn to pieces. Joseph is torn to pieces. Who tore the heart of the father's of the father? It's Judah.
明白吗?
You understand that?
所以等到
So when Joseph is going to be reconciled to his
brethren,
if he loves his brethren, he has to bring his brothers before the Lord, especially Judah. You see that? You have crushed the father's heart. You cannot but have feelings. So you understand that? So Joseph wanted to be reconciled with his brothers. He cannot do such
things.
If his brothers didn't come back to the presence of God, it's not that he loves his brother. If he loves his brethren, he has to bring them before God. So everybody understand that story. Isn't it amazing? So when they were going to use Benjamin as
a hostage.
So then Judah spoke up. What did Judah say?
他说,
my father's heart and this child's heart is united.
这句话,
why didn't you speak this much earlier? When you sold out Joseph, that the heart of Joseph was united with his father's heart. How could you tear your father's heart to pieces? How could you allow your father to say, Joseph is torn to pieces, Joseph is torn to pieces? So what did Judah say? So now let's do this. Let me be the hostage. Let my brother go back. May I be jailed in Egypt. Who sent his brother to Egypt? Was Judah. Judah sold Joseph to Egypt. Now what did Judah say? Judah said,
好了,
okay. I am willing to be stuck in Egypt.
明白吗?
You understand that?
等到犹大的良心发现,
so when Judah's conscience started to speak to him, Joseph couldn't bear it. So then Joseph reconciled with his brethren. Because Judah changed and repented, brothers and sisters. Think about it. For 2,000 years ago, when they screamed, crucify him, crucify him. God loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. But they said, crucify him. I want to ask you, where is Reuben? The 10 tribes have already been cast into the world. When they were crucified, they weren't there. So who came back to Jerusalem? After Babylon, only Judah and Benjamin came back. So it said, crucify him, crucify him. Who was it? Of course it was Judah. Understand that? So brothers and sisters, so in 1948, starting from 1948, even though God brought them back, they said, crucify him, crucify him. They tore the Father's heart to pieces. When our Lord Jesus was crucified for us, what did the Heavenly Father say? As if he said, Joseph is torn to pieces, Joseph is torn to pieces. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. We, us Gentiles, we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior. Is our sins that tore the Father's hearts to pieces. Thank the Lord. We have been saved. Understand that? Now the problem is this. Is it that the people of Israel, they are the chosen people of God? Then God just let them go? God just let them be loose? The God is a righteous God. However, Gentiles believe in the Lord Jesus, the Jews also have to believe the Lord Jesus. So starting from 1948, you see that? Our Lord Jesus' hope is that Judah can repent, that his conscience could speak to him for 60 some years. So they're stronger and stronger. They think that the United States is a friend. So then the United States can help them develop an anti-missile. So it's very clear. They can protect themselves. Do they need to depend on God?
不需要.
No. So you understand that. Because of this, our Lord could no longer be patient. So last year and this year, so there are four blood moons to show us God has a message. God wants Israel to understand. You have to repent. Turn back. Why do you have to die? So brothers and sisters, because of this, so for Israel's sake, under the shadow of the nuclear threat, under the threat of many things, it's been cornered to such an extent, the United States should stand on its side. Washington should be a friend. That friend has disappeared. So you see that? So the Passover this year, the Feast of Tabernacles today, last year, so they all saw the full moon. But the full moon was red like blood. Isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters? So we have to remember, so because of the star that the Magi saw in the east, then we know our Lord is coming the first time. So some Magi, so they finally found the Savior. Thank the Lord. It's not that star anymore. It's the full moon like a blood to remind us, to tell us that our Lord is coming back soon. At first, you just have to see them come back. This speaks of our Lord Jesus is almost going to reconcile himself with his brethren. But they have to wait for them to repent. But at this point, when they came back, no matter 1949 or 1967, so the moon is full like blood. So this shows us there will be signs in sun and moon and stars. First, they have to come back. Number two, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars. Third, man will be under the threat of terrorism. Because the Bible tells us, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things to come. So what is the proof? Before the Lord's return, according to the book of Revelation, so man will continue to live under the threat of terrorism. So if Israel lives under the threat of nuclear terrorism, we say this is the tragedy of the house of Jacob. So this is what's spoken of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. So the great day of Jehovah. So that is the tragedy of the house of Jacob. But don't forget, but because God has disciplined his children, so this suffering came to Israel. So it also came upon the whole world. Not only is the nuclear threat over Israel. So recently the leader of ISIS, he made a comment. So their next target is towards Israel. So you see that, brothers and sisters? Very clear. So not only is Israel under the threat of Iran, also under the threat of ISIS. But the nuclear threat is not just towards Israel, it's also for the whole world. ISIS is not just a threat, it's not to the whole world, also for Israel. So you understand that, brothers and sisters? So now you understand why did the Lord talk about great tribulation? Why when you read the book of Revelation, you see that there's a great tribulation. You see the great day of the Jehovah. So thank the Lord. Only our Lord can interpret it. You understand that? Why is there great tribulation? Because God is going to discipline the people of Israel. The Lord is going to corner them. They have to repent and believe in our Lord Jesus. So one thing we have to be clear. No matter, not only the fig tree is going to put forth its leaf, leaves.
各样的树也要发芽。
And then all the trees will pour forth its leaves.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就圣经里面有的古国。
So there's some ancient empires that in the Bible that are going to come back.
那么我们最少读到一节的圣经。
At least we come to one verse.
一段的圣经。
And one portion of the scriptures.
那就是丹尼利书第四章。
And that's Daniel chapter 4.
给我们看有个大树。
To show us there's a big tree.
被砍掉了。
And it was cut down.
那表示这个树如果代表国家的话，就亡国了。
So that means that if this tree represents a nation, then it means it's been destroyed.
但神说要留下树墩。
But the Bible, the God said, keep the stump.
留下树墩什么意思?
What does it mean to keep the stump?
它一定要长起来。
That means it's going to grow up again.
那么多久要长起来?
How long will it take for it to grow up again?
你去读你的但以理书。
If you read the book of Daniel,
要等候七期。
It'd be seven periods.
那么到底七期有多长?
How long are seven periods? We don't know.
可是有一件事情我们知道。
But one thing we do know,
等到巴比伦是以重新抬头的时候。
So when the power of Babylon rises its head,
波斯湾战争开始以后。
So after the Persian Gulf War rose up,
你看见伊拉克居然跟全世界对抗。
You saw that Iraq would fight with the rest of the world.
你知道说。
So you know that
you
said that this is an amazing thing.
这个中间经过了多久呢
？How long did it take？
2520年。
2520 years.
2520个太阳。
2520 solar years.
但是别忘记。
But don't forget.
这是各样的树啊。
But this is all the trees.
还有呢，你要跟谁对比？要跟无花果树对比啊。
So who do you contrast it with the fig tree?
所以现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
以色列人他1948年第二次回到他们的家。
So Israel in 1948, the second time came back.
所以第一次他被掳到巴比伦。
The first time they were deported to Babylon.
他就回来了。
So he came back.
然后你把这两个段时间算一算。
So if you calculate the time difference,
刚好经过2520年。
2520 years.
不过每年是360天。
But every year is 360 days.
所以大家如果做简单的计算的话。
So if you do a simple calculation,
经过2000多年。
After 2000 years,
大概经过了半个。
So after almost half a century,
所以一点都没有错。
So no matter, not completely correct.
以色列人是在1948年复国。
So the Israel was restored in 1948.
这个巴比伦势力重新抬头的时候。
And then Babylon raises its head.
波斯湾两次的战争。
The two Persian Gulf Wars.
大概是在90年代的时候。
So it started in the 90s.
你不觉得神的话很稀奇？
Don't you think the word of God is amazing?
你不是觉得神的话很奇妙吗？
Is it the word of God so amazingly accurate?
当你读启示录的时候。
When you read the book of Revelation.
你读到巴比伦倾倒了，巴比伦倾倒了。
It speaks about Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen.
然后新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
我不要问我弟兄姊妹，你读那段圣经。
When you read that portion, but sisters,
你有没有想想看？
Have you thought about it?
巴比伦怎么会倾倒的？
How could Babylon fall?
巴比伦不是在公元前539年已经亡在波斯帝国的手里。
Didn't Babylon fall in 539 BC in the hands of the Persians?
那个帝国不是已经走入历史了吗？
Didn't that empire go into history?
怎么巴比伦还会倒呢？
How could Babylon fall again?
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明在主回来以前。
It proves that before the Lord Jesus comes back, the power of Babylon will rise up again.
明白吗？
You understand that?
所以才说倾倒了，倾倒了。
So that's why it's fallen. It's fallen.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
当你读耶利米。
When you read the book of Jeremiah, when you talk about the prophecies of Babylon, it's all talking about the historical Babylon.
历史的巴比伦怎么亡国的?
Historical Babylon, how it was defeated.
公元前539年,
539 BC,
当巴比伦醒过来的时候,
when Babylon woke up,
他发现他们江山的颜色已经从金的已经变成银的了。
They discovered that the color of the world was turned from gold to silver.
那么我们叫这是过去的事。
So we know this is a historical perspective.
这是历史上的事。
This is what happened in history.
所以讲到将来巴比伦要遭遇什么事。
So what is going to happen to Babylon in the future?
耶利米的预言都是历史上的。
Jeremiah's prophecy is all historical.
但是当你在读以赛亚书的时候。
But when you read the book of Isaiah.
讲到巴比伦的时候。
You talk about Babylon.
你看见那个就不是历史上的。
That's no longer the historical Babylon.
我们好不好看一下以赛亚书。
Can we turn to Isaiah?
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
以赛亚第十三章。
Isaiah chapter 13。
阿摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示论巴比伦。
The oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw.
下面是巴比伦。
So now it talks about Babylon.
那我们要问说。
So we want to ask.
这个巴比伦会不是历史上的巴比伦？
Could this be the historical Babylon?
不是的。
No, it's not.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
你要从上下文。
You have to read its context.
你来看第六节。
You read verse 6.
你们要哀嚎。
Wail for the day of the Lord is near. For the day of the Lord is near.
It will
come as a destruction from the Almighty. You see that? This is the end times Babylon. Now, didn't Babylon go into history? How can you have an end day Babylon? Because it's not just the fig tree that was put forth its leaves. All the trees are put forth its leaves. Israel will be restored.
It's
in 1948. So for Babylon to raise its head again, that it's in the 90s. You see that, brothers and sisters? So if you read the word of God, it's clear. If it's this way, so this Babylon must be the Babylon of the end times. What's a special feature? How do you know it's Babylon? So the place that it was where Iraq is today. But when you read this portion, it's amazing. What does the Bible say? Verse 4, a sound of tumult on the mountains, like that of many people. A sound of uproar of kingdoms of nations gathered together. Isn't it interesting? The Iraq, they could challenge the whole world. The whole world can fight against it. The Lord of hosts is mustering the army for battle. Mustering the army for battle. During the end days, Babylon, when it raises its head, how do you know it raises its head again? It fights against the whole world. So it's very interesting. They're coming from a far country. For Iraq, United States comes from a far country. From the farthest horizons. Isn't it amazing? Is this coincidental? Of course it's not. So it's very clear to show us. So this prophesies of what will happen in the Persian Gulf War. So after two Persian Gulf Wars, brothers and sisters, are we close to the big day? Are we close to the Lord's return? We don't understand. We thought Saddam Hussein was the restored Babylon. Slowly now we understand. So this land of Iraq, so there is a terrorist. They used to be Al-Qaeda. So now they're transform into ISIS. More Al-Qaeda than Al-Qaeda. More Bin Laden than Bin Laden. Bin Laden didn't have one piece of land. They could gain a piece of land as large as England. So brothers and sisters, isn't it amazing? So now people feel threatened. So now we're going to bomb it. So the United States has bombed it for 15 months. So what did the United States say? So we've thrown 20,000 missiles. We've used up our money. We need more money so that we can keep on bombing. So we want to ask. So after 15 months, is ISIS weaker now? No. We never imagined so that it could actually take down the Russian jets. They could attack in Paris. Isn't it amazing? That we never imagined this. The most amazing thing is what? The most amazing thing is this. The whole attack in Paris was planned in Syria. So it was assembled in Brussels. And then it was attacked in Paris. So you think, isn't it amazing? So the capital of the European Union is Brussels. And the NATO headquarters is also in Brussels. Don't you think it's amazing? So then we'll be even clearer. Why did these things happen this way? As if in Europe there is a leader. True.
Agent. 你看见吗? 的确有一个区啊。
So there is an area.
那些去他们都是叙利亚回来的。
These all come back from Syria.
但是你叫比利时啊，它是个民主的国家。
But Belgium, it's a democratic country.
它要人有最高最高的自由。
They want to have the highest freedom.
你做什么没有人知道。
Whatever you do, no one knows.
政府不可以随便做。
The government cannot snoop on you.
政府做了一定是非法的。
So if the government does something, it's against the law.
所以你明明知道。
So you know.
在那一堆里面。
It's in that neighborhood.
他们要做什么事。
They're going to do something.
事情是在叙利亚主发策划的。
So the organization happens in Syria, but the assembly happens in Brussels. You see that? So these people are protected. They don't know what to do. So what do they do? You have to protect them. You have to protect your own people. What do you do? So you shut down the whole city. Don't forget. They thought just one day. They thought 2 days.
3天,
3 days?
慢慢才开始恢复的。
Slowly they were started to be restored. They continued to arrest. They wanted to find. They finally found.
So, 有2个人,
so there are 2 people.
他们决定在这个新,在这个过年的晚上,他们要发,要做案子。
So they wanted to attack on New Year's Eve.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
那现在不光这样,
Not only that.
按照理来讲,应该像美国一样,像纽约一样,照样能够,把那个,那个,球是从42街那个上面就滑下来。
So they should be just like in New York, allow that ball to drop on 42nd Street.
最后,
but lastly,
不行了, 不行,
they say, no, we can't do it. We don't know.
我不知道什么事情,
we don't know what's going to happen.
所以他们就把那天晚上取消了。
So they canceled the events of that evening.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
如果我们根据圣经的角度,
if according to the biblical perspective,
来看这些所发生的事,
to look at these things that happen,
我们觉得这不是普通的。
We think these are not ordinary things.
怎么可能连着三个礼拜?
How come for 3 weeks,
就死了500多个人?
There are 500 people that lost their lives.
苏联的飞机上面有200多人。
The Russian jet, there were 200 plus people.
然后再加上巴黎的。
And then what occurred in Paris?
差不多有500的死伤。
About 500 dead.
而纽约那一次911是什么？是3000个人不满不白的。
So September 11th in New York, more than 3,000 people died.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你怎么会想？
How would you have imagined?
他在一年之内。
Within a year.
他就壮大起来。
So they have become strengthened.
所以大家都怎么说？
So now what does everybody say?
你光炸是不行的。
You can't just bomb it.
你一定要派军队去。
You have to send soldiers there.
美国人已经学会了。
The United States already learned the lesson.
他不会把子弟随便就送死的。
They will not just send soldiers casually.
所以他一定要等到阿拉伯的人醒过来。
So they have to wait for the Arabs to wake up.
他们要派军队进去。
They send the army in.
然后美国可以轰炸他们。
Then the United States can bomb them.
所以最后。
So in the end.
如果巴比伦要拿下来，就是这 ISIS 这个要拿下来。
So if you want to destroy ISIS.
那一定有一次像波斯湾战争。
So there's got to be a war like the Persian Gulf War.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that?
这一段的圣经。
So this portion.
不只是应验在波斯湾战争。
Not only speak about the Persian Gulf War already witnessed.
这一段圣经。
This portion.
也是应验在将来一定有个地面的战争。
So there's going to be a war on the ground as well in the future.
然后才能够把 ISIS 拿下来。
Then you can destroy ISIS.
到了那个时候。
At that day.
你看见不管是回教的联军也。
No matter if it's the alliance of the Muslim military.
或者是西方在那炸他。
Or the Western world bombing it,
但是不管怎么,
no matter what,
你看见,
you see that?
这个巴比伦,
so Babylon,
还是和许多国家对抗,
and will fight with many countries.
大家都知道,
everybody knows.
巴比伦现在成为全世界的敌人。
Now, Babylon is the enemy of the whole world.
那他们的领袖怎么说呢?
So what did their leader say?
全世界都做了我们的敌人。
The whole world has become our enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在明白,
so now I understand.
一个巴比伦势力如果抬头,
if Babylon raises its head,
根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
是非常非常清楚。
It's very, very clear.
你看见不光无花果树发嫩。
Not only is the fig tree going to put forth its leaves,
各样的树,
all the trees,
也发嫩,
will put forth its leaves.
这个时候,
at this point, now we know the Lord's return is soon.
但是到了这个时候,
but to this point,
就有苦难,
there will be suffering.
到了这个时候,
at this point,
就有恐怖的暗影,
there will be the threat of terrorism.
所以明白吗?
So you understand, brothers and sisters,
今天在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
我们是活在这个阴影底下,
we live under the shadow of terrorism.
所以当你再读启示录,
so when you study Revelation again,
当你过去读的时候,
so when you study it in the past,
好像天方夜谭, 好像很远很远,
as if it's very far away, But now you study it again. Now you understand. You completely understand. After since there have been high technology, there are many things happen. The book of Revelation is clearer and clearer. So brothers and sisters, is it amazing? So the Lord said, I have already told you. When the Lord spoke of this portion, there's one person.
一直到第一次大灾难，就是主定死主后七十年，兵临围困耶路撒冷的时候，那个时候还活着。
So there is one man that was alive when in 70 AD Jerusalem was surrounded.
那个就是使徒约翰。
And that is Apostle John.
他带着主耶稣的母亲。
So he took the mother of Jesus.
他从被围困的耶路撒冷城出来。
So he came out of the city that was surrounded of Jerusalem.
最后他们到了耶路撒冷。
So then
,到了以弗所。
They came to Ephesus.
所以我们知道说这是神在约翰身上所做的。
So this is what God did in John.
那么神为什么这样做?
So why did God do this?
神要让他写启示录。
God wanted him to be able to write the book of Revelation.
他怎么写启示录?
How did he write the book of Revelation?
我们说过了。
We already said.
启示神的预言两个焦点。
So God's prophecies has two focal points.
一个是但以理,
one is the book of Daniel.
一个是约翰的启示,
one is the book of the revelation of John.
明白吗?
You understand that?
我们回到看,
if we look back,
一个但以理,
one Daniel,
一个是约翰,
one is John.
但当约翰还没有写启示录以前,
so before John wrote Revelation,
只有但以理,
only the book of Daniel.
是谁?
So who transformed the words in Daniel into the words of Revelation? So then we tell everybody? The Lord Jesus is the Christ. Because in the Old Testament, there are three kinds of people that are anointed. The high priest, the king, and the prophet is anointed. So when the Lord Jesus came, he not only is king, he's also the priest, he's also the prophet. So you understand that, brothers and sisters? When he's speaking these words, John was there. The Lord said, I have already told you. The Lord is always his word. He first explained the book of Daniel. And then slowly, then he spoke a few words. And then John heard it. And then he put these words together. And this is the revelation of John. You understand that? The Lord said the fig tree and all the trees. So John understood. John understood the book of Daniel. He knows chapter 2. He knows chapter 7. Chapter 2 talks about the Lord's second coming. Chapter 7 talks about the Lord's first coming. Now how do you put these things together? This is chapter
9.
So the whole center of the book of Daniel is chapter
9.
So we were all wrong. If we read chapter
1,
we become very political. After 50 years, so Daniel became more spiritual. So these outward things had spiritual meanings. Because of the spiritual meanings, he not only see that the kingdom of Messiah would come, he saw that in time, from our perspective, 2,000 years ago, so the word became flesh. The kingdom of the Son of God will appear. So brothers and sisters, if you only have chapter 2, only chapter
7,
if there's not a revelation of Christ, Daniel is a closed book. But now you understand. Why do you understand? Who bridges these two focal points? So very interesting. So this is the revelation of John. So the Lord says, the fig tree and all the other trees will put forth this leaf. So in other words, if Israel is going to be restored, then the other nations will be restored. So the Lord talked about two trees. One is the fig tree. And the other tree is spoken of Daniel Daniel chapter 4.
好了，我们明白了。
So now we understand.
但是问题在这里。
Now the problem is this.
如果约翰继续把这个启示把它发扬光大。
So if John is going to continue to express this, the revelation.
他一定要给我们一幅图画。
He has to give us a picture.
让我们看得很清楚，很清楚。
So that we have to see clearly.
所以现在我们来看启示录第十三章。
So now let's look in Revelation chapter 13.
启示录第十三章
Revelation chapter 13
第一节
Verse 1
我又看见一个兽从海中上来有十角七头在十角上带着十个冠冕七头上有亵渎的名号
And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore Then I saw a beast coming out of the sea Having 10 horns and 7 heads And on his horns were 10 diadems On his heads were blasphemous names
等一等，现在呢？约翰是写启示录。
Now, John was writing Revelation.
但约翰所看见的异象。
But the vision that John saw
就是但以理所看见。
Was the vision that Daniel saw?
但以理所看见的是历史上。
What Daniel saw was historical.
约翰所看见的是将来。
What John saw was in the future.
这两个完全连贯。
These two are connected.
所以我们的主讲的大灾难。
So when the Lord talked about a great tribulation,
什么叫大灾难呢
How do you know it's a great tribulation?
因为基督出现了。
Because the Antichrist appeared, it's the great tribulation.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
在路加福音二十一章。
In the book of Luke, chapter 21.
告诉我们说，在主耶稣第一次来的时候，也有个大灾。
It tells us when the Lord Jesus came the first time, there is a great tribulation.
主钉十字架以后,
After the Lord was crucified,
耶路撒冷沦陷了,
Jerusalem had been taken, destroyed,
被围困了,
was surrounded.
那个也是大灾难,
it's also a great tribulation.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
很清楚的一件事,
it's very clear.
但以理是讲历史,
Daniel spoke of a history,
而约翰是讲将来,
John talked about the future.
但以理告诉我们, 四只兽从海中上来,
John talks about, Daniel tells us there are 4 beasts that comes out of the
现在明白吗?
sea. What, now understand? Now there's another beast that came out of the sea. You see that? Very clear. One is the past. One is the future.
You understand that?
So there's a beast that came out of the seashore. So when you look at that beast, you know that beast. So that revelation cannot leave the book of Daniel. So our Lord gave that revelation to John. You understand that? So very clear. There is a beast that came out of the seashore. But when you see him, you recognize him. Why do you know him? It has 10 horns. Didn't it have 10 horns? So you know it's the 4th beast. Now the 4th beast is the Roman Empire. Now didn't Roman Empire go into history? But there in the future there was going to be a beast that will come out of the sea. If it came out of the sea, doesn't it tell us that the Roman Empire has been restored? So you understand that, brothers and sisters. Why is the Roman Empire being restored? Because the Roman Empire was used to discipline the nation of Israel. Not only will the fig tree put forth its leaves, the Roman Empire will also put forth its leaves. Now you understand. So according to Daniel chapter
4,
so before the Lord's return, the Babylonian Empire will come back to life. In the beginning we thought of Saddam Hussein. Now we know it's ISIS. But this is just one aspect. The Bible also tells us. So then the Roman Empire came forth from the sea. So the 4th kingdom will also come from the sea. Isn't this the restore Roman Empire? So when the Lord Jesus came the first time, is under the Roman Empire. When he comes the second time, he will come under the restored Roman Empire. I think this is too clear. But not only that, when you read it, you discover that it has 7 heads. What does it mean? You have many interpretations, but you have to be careful. The simpler we are, studying the Bible, the better. We have to allow the Word of God to explain the Word of God. What does it mean? So you talk about seven heads.
好了，你如果仔细去读但以理，if
you read Daniel chapter seven,
狮子是一个头。
A lion has one head.
熊一个头,
the bear has one head.
最后不知名的时候也是一个头,
the unknown beast has one head.
但圣经告诉我们豹有四个头,
but the Bible tells us that the leopard has four heads.
所以三加四是七,
so 3 plus 4 is 7.
这告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
等到最后敌基督出来的时候,
when the Antichrist comes back,
都当罗马帝国重新复兴的时候,
when the Roman Empire is restored,
你不只看见罗马帝国这个树,
you not only saw the Roman Empire, that tree being restored, so this last kingdom, so you have to sum up the four empires together. So it has all its special features. You keep on reading, it's very clear. So the beast was like a leopard. Leopard is the Greek Empire. His feet were like those of a bear.
So it's very clear.
So its feet were like that of a bear. Who was the bear? The bear is a Persian Empire. Didn't it speak about the lion? Doesn't it speak about the Babylonian Empire? It is the fourth empire. It's the Roman Empire being restored. How could you see Babylon? How could you see Greece? How could you see Persian Empire? So very clear. The fourth kingdom. On the one hand, you see it's the Roman Empire. But you have to ask, what is its special feature? So you add up all of them together. So very clear. So we look at the seven heads. Revelation. Chapter 17. Verse 14. Verse 9. Here is the mind which has wisdom. When you read the book of Revelation, you have to be careful. When you talk about 666, you talk about wisdom. When you talk about the seven heads, it also talks about wisdom. And here it says, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Very interesting. Rome is a city of seven hills. So anybody that's been to Rome, it's a city of seven hills. When you speak about the Roman Empire being restored, of course you think about the European Union. But the European Union is only the beginning. So they use the same common currency. The last time they used the same currency was 2,000 years ago. Was during the time of the Roman Empire. So when we read the Bible, so we look at the development of the European Union. So we think Brussels is very interesting. Isn't it amazing? So the thing occurred in Syria. How could it be assembled in Brussels? Isn't it amazing? So outwardly speaking, you don't understand. But if you see that, but it's amazing. So the Roman Empire has raised its head again. But very naturally, you think about Europe. But in the land of Europe, you see the Antichrist will appear. You understand that? So when we study the Bible, this is how we study. Not only that, on the other one hand, you talk about the Roman Empire being restored. But the other hand, it tells us that it is shape of a leopard. So the Antichrist, he must be a Superman. He must be like Hitler, a dictator. So then you're wrong.
巴比伦, 真正敌基督出现的时候,
so when the Antichrist really appears,
你以为说虽然全世界是一个大的帝国,
you think that it's one great empire,
你相信说他是个独裁的国家,
but you think that is he a tyrant that will rule over it?
不是的,
no.
他的形状像豹的形状,
his, the form of it is like a leopard.
那么希腊帝国给我们的 Legacy, 给我们留下什么?
So what is the legacy that the Greek Empire gave us? We already said two things.
第一, 科学,
first is science.
所有高科技, 你一定要推到希腊,
high technology, you have to trace it back to Greek Empire. Number two is democracy. So democracy is the best system. This is what the United States thinks. Because in the United States, this has been successful. So the Western world, the U.S. thinks that this should be successful in everywhere. But you have to remember, before the Lord's return, so when you see the Roman Empire being restored, so what it gives you the sense is that it's not a dictatorship. It must be a democracy. So some people have to apply this onto everybody. But they didn't imagine. But this is what the Greek Empire has given us. So this is the shape of a leopard. So before the Lord's return, so the whole world will be like the United States. If there is a nation like the United States, it will become developed. But they forget. The United States is the United States. So why is democracy successful in the United States? It has a special reason. We don't have time to talk about it. No matter what, before the Lord's return, these things are going to happen. Slowly we march towards that direction. Slowly you'll see, not only in the United States will be democracy, they think the Western world can apply this everywhere else. So 4 or 5 years ago, so one thing that the Western world was very, and the U.S. very happy, because the Islamic world woke up. They don't have to overthrow their government through terrorism. They don't have to do that. So why did Bin Laden have a terrorist movement? He's not only targeted towards the Western world, he's always also targeting all the Muslim countries. That he felt that all the Muslim countries, they have been corrupted. They want to bring them all back to the 7th century. There's one way is to use terrorism. But slowly people start to wake up. This is not the only way that you can overcome the government. Slowly they start to understand. They can use social movements to overthrow the government. So you can overthrow a dictator through social movements. So then the world will become better. You understand that? So before that, the United States did an experiment. So they thought Iraq was not democratic. Of course Iraq was not democratic. Why? So most of them are Shiites. So Saddam Hussein was Sunni. So you want the minority to take care of the majority. So you have to be a dictator to work. It's very clear. So people said this is not good. Let's change Iraq. So want Iraq to be like the Western world. So what is democracy? It's not to crush people's heads. So revolutions means you have to knock people's head down. So let's not knock people's heads out. Let us count the number of heads. However many heads there are, so the minority needs to submit to the majority. This is the democracy. But unknowns to them, so people feel that democracy is best in Iraq. So Iraq became a democracy. If you count the number of heads, are there more Shiites or are there more Sunni? Iran is all Shiites. So Iran is the largest place of Shiites. Because 60% of them are Shiites.
数人头的结果,
if you count the number of heads,
谁得的势力呢?
Who has the power?
当然是叶派的得势力,
of course, the Shiites.
所以很自然的, 你看见吗? 你就把伊拉克就等于送给伊朗一样。
So, as if you have sent Iraq to Iran.
你看你现在中东局势那么复杂,
so, the Middle East is so complicated.
就是因为西方世纪觉得这个制度是最好的制度。
Because the Western world thinks this is the best system.
那么到底能不能安定是另外一件事。
So whether it's stabilized or not, we don't know.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is this.
英国在阿拉伯的世界,
because in the Arabic world,
他们有个很大的决心,
so they have a great awakening.
他们觉得我们不需要用恐怖的手,
so we don't have to use terrorism.
我们照样可以把政府拉下,
we can overthrow governments that way.
我们可以把那些独裁者把它拉下,
so we can overthrow dictators.
所以有一个很大的运动,
so there's a big movement.
叫做阿拉伯之春,
so there's Arab Spring.
这是春天来了,
the spring is here.
到了春天来的时候,
when the spring comes,
西方世界就很开心,
the Western world should be happy.
现在终于阿拉伯他们醒过来,
so now the Arab world has woken up.
他们能够把那些独裁者把他拉下来,
they can overthrow the dictators.
结果他们在 在埃及成功了,
so they were successful in Egypt.
他们果然把独裁人拉下来,
so they pulled down the dictators.
结果他们就
so now they started to rule over Egypt. So these Egyptians, they had a dream. They want to bring people back to the 7th century. So they call them the Muslim Brethren. So they are the Muslim Brotherhood.
那么不要忘记,
don't forget.
今天以色列的Hamas就是Muslim Brethren.
So the Hamas in Israel, they are the Muslim Brethren.
所以他们是做同样一个梦的。
So they do the same, they have the same dream.
所以等到埃及那些Muslim Brethren开始掌权的时候,
so when the Egyptians, the Muslim Brethren took over,
他们觉得很有希望。
They think it's hopeful now.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为土耳其的总统也是Muslim弟兄们。
Because the Turkish president is also from the Muslim Brotherhood.
所以,
so Turkey, every year gives at least $200 or $300 million in military support.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们都有同一个意向,
they all have a same vision.
同样一个看见,
they have the same scene.
所以想想看,
think about it. So now the Arab spring has changed Egypt.
现在土耳其,
now Turkey,
可以跟埃及,
and Egypt,
Hamas,
and is the Hamas in Israel, they can unite themselves. They're all Sunnis. They all have the same dream.
明白吗?
You understand that?
所以自从把埃及拉下来以后,
so once Egypt was overthrown, so they're too happy. Now we have a future.
但是没有想到,
but they didn't think about
没有多久呢,
it. Soon after,
埃及的情况又转过来了,
Egypt's situation changed again. That president was imprisoned. So now you go back to military dictatorship. So it's amazing. So if the Muslim Brotherhood didn't come to power, Egypt has religious freedom. Because every 10, there's one believer. But when this president came to power, it couldn't no longer, and they were persecuted. So it shut down many churches. So you know, so they showed their condition. But they didn't imagine. So now the military dictatorship took over. Now started to protect the Christians. So now the whole condition has changed. So this is the start of the Arab Spring. So the whole Arab world. And also Libya. Didn't Libya have a military dictator?
Gaddafi.
So everybody knows. So it's
a
very difficult man. So if he's a dictator, you have to pull him down. So they pulled him down. They pulled him down. There's a void, right? So who's going to fill that void? Everybody knows. So ISIS filled it.
ISIS 一面占领
So ISIS covered the Sinai Peninsula and then covered Libya. Egypt is caught in the middle. You understand that?
好了,
so the problem is this. So Arab Spring should be good, right? So in Syria they did the same thing. So there is also a dictator there. So they want to pull him down. If they can pull him down, great.
好了,
so they started to fight a war. So they fought for many years. Don't know how many people have died. 4 million people. So there are 20 million people. 4 million people have wandered and become, they have no home to go to. So they saw more and more hopeless. So they have no way to go home. So everybody remember. So Arab and spring became Arab winter. You understand that? It indeed happened this way. But before, don't forget. When Gaddafi was around, it was a Western world. Even though he was no good, every year Gaddafi be helped. What was the good thing of Gaddafi? Because in Africa there are many people, they want to go to Europe. They had a difficult living. When they were going towards Europe, who stopped them? Gaddafi stopped them. So he asked for money from the European Union. On the one hand, he protects Europe. So that the refugees wouldn't go to Europe. You understand that? So everybody knows. So for the Western Europe, this is good. But they had a dream. So they want the whole world to be like a leper. So the whole world can be a democracy. So they thought Gaddafi's no good. Because he's a dictator. We have to pull him down. So after they pull him down, now they regret it. The Western world starts to regret it. Why? Last year, amazingly, so there is a refugee wave. They went towards Western Europe. So these refugees came from two places. So because Gaddafi was overthrown, so now there was a vacuum there. Now because it's a void there, so then ISIS entered in. These people were going to go to Europe. After ISIS came, they're more afraid. They spend more efforts to go to the Western Europe. So don't forget. So the start of the refugee wave, because they need to overthrow Gaddafi. Unbeknownst to them, that void was filled by ISIS. This is one hand. On the other hand, after the ISIS rose up, so the 4 million refugees are even more terrified. They're more nervous because many are Christians. So they're going to be persecuted. Soon they feel it's hopeless. So what they do? So they have to risk our lives and go to Europe. So they came to Turkey. So Greece. So Greece has 6,000 islands. Every island is Greek. They thought of a way. So they could go to any island in Greece and they would come to Greece. So Greece couldn't do anything. 6,000 islands, how do you protect it? You don't know what island he would reach. He's successful. Every man is 1,000 euros. If the whole family, 4,000 euros to escape. They don't want any money. We just want to go to Europe.
那么刚好呢,
then,
听说谁呀,
so the Western Germany accepted them. They like Western Europe, Germany. But if you go to Western Germany, they have to go other places.
那么好了,
so Western Germany very happy. Every other country is very sad. Why is Western Germany happy? Because Western Germany, it only people only have two kids per family. Soon after, so there's a problem with the labor force. It's a problem with the industry. So take care of a problem. We welcome the refugees. So the refugees can help them. They thought of it this way. France thought about this way. But Hungary doesn't think of it this way. Other nations don't think of it this way. If they come, it's too much of a thing. So the last year of the Four Blood Moons, everybody knows, there was a big thing happened. So the whole refugee wave came into Europe. So the European Union said, so where is our defense? Where is our wall? Then they discovered. So their wall is a big hole. The problem is this. According to statistics, 8,000 people coming into Western Europe every day. Even until today, so there's 1 million refugees have entered into Europe. Don't forget. Because of this, the Western world finally woke up. We did something wrong. So we have to pull down the Syrian president. So we caused all these things to happen. So all of these things have happened. So if these refugees had a home, they, of course they want to go home. Why do they have to go to the rest of the world? So you understand? Because of this, so they woke up. But if it's too late, right? Finally, Russia said, let me help you. So let me deal with the president, Bashar. So at that point, so now he became the friend of Syria. Because the president is a Shiite. Iran is also Shiite. So Iran and Syria are standing together. So the Hezbollah in Lebanon, they're also Shiite. So they all stand together. On the outwardly, they want to help you. What does it mean? So let us just stabilize Syria. So they have to go home. So brothers and sisters, now Russia has raised its head. What is the story of Russia? Is it according to the Bible? Now it's very clear. So when the beast comes forth from the sea, it's not that there yet. You see some shadows. You see the shadow of the lion. You see the shadow of the bear. We talk about last year. So it's the saddest year for Israel. So it was under the threat of Iran.
ISIS,
what does ISIS mean?
Islamic State.
It's Islamic State. What does Iran mean? It's Islamic Republic. They all want to conquer the Islamic world. So it's very clear. One is a lion. One is a bear. We also see the leopard. But the question is this. Why is it developing this way? So now we start to understand. So when we talk about the Roman Empire being restored, we forget one point. Because when the Bible talks about the Roman Empire, it has two legs. There's Western Roman Empire and Eastern Roman Empire. Isn't it true? In 395
AD,
so once one king had two sons. One will take care of the Western Roman Empire, one will control the Eastern Roman Empire. So where is the capital of the East Roman Empire? Now Constantine established a capital. It's Constantinople. So it's very clear. You see that? So there are two legs. If you read the Bible, these two legs are the same length. But if you study history, after 400 years, Western Roman Empire was destroyed. After 1,000 years, so Eastern Roman Empire fell under the hands of the Ottoman Empire. So these legs are not the same length. You see that? If my left leg is the Western Roman Empire, and my right leg is the Eastern Roman Empire, so now I am a
parallel.
I'm a cripple.
所以你看见吗? 我的右脚比左脚要长。
So my right leg is longer than my left leg.
那么圣经怎么预言怎么应验呢?
So how could the biblical prophecy be fulfilled? Because we don't understand history.
你要懂得圣经历史,圣经预言的应验,
if you want to understand the fulfillment of prophecy, you have to know history well.
明白吗?
You see that?
所以非常有意思。
So very interesting.
那现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
就西罗马的故事什么故事呢?
So what's the story of the rest of the Roman Empire?
如果你再读下去,
if you keep on reading
it,
so there's a Holy Roman Empire in history. So they are completely delegated by the Roman Catholics. So where is the capital of the Roman Catholic Church? It's Vatican. So we talk about Western Roman Empire, you always talk about Rome. So Rome is the first Rome. So we know it's very clear. Very interesting.
After
Constantine established another capital, once there was Western Roman Empire, Eastern Roman Empire, then you discover, so what's the problem? Constantinople became the capital of Eastern Roman Empire. So Rome is a city of seven hills. So we all know that. But we didn't imagine. Constantinople is also a city of seven hills. How do you know it's a city of seven hills? If you just take a boat, you look at the whole mountain. Today it's very clear. There are six mosques in each of those mountains. And there's another palace on another mountain. You look at it from very far. Very clear that Constantinople is a city of seven hills. That's the second Rome. So you have to remember. So when you talk about the first Rome as the left leg. So the second leg, you have to talk about the second Rome. It has to be a city of seven hills. It's very clear. So the Antichrist comes at the restored Roman Empire. You can't just talk about Western Roman Empire, you have to talk about Eastern Roman Empire. So now we want to ask. So didn't the Eastern Roman Empire fall as well? Didn't they fall under the hands of the Ottomans? Interesting. The last Eastern Roman Empire emperor, he didn't have a descendant. He had inheritance. He had mountains. So he had the name of the Roman Empire, the title of the Roman Emperor. But he couldn't pass it on. You understand that? So it ended with him. So he had a niece. So the niece inherited all of the riches. So even though the Eastern Roman Empire had fallen, so who inherited the Eastern Roman Empire? And then it's the niece of this person. The interesting thing is, this niece married a Russian emperor. Who was this Russian emperor?
Ivan the Great. 所以很清楚,
so it's very clear.
虽然现在东罗马帝国走入历史,
even though the Eastern Roman Empire has gone into history,
谁来承受所有一切的产业呢?
So who will take up all the inheritance?
神来把谁把东罗马帝国把它完全接下来呢?
So who can receive the Eastern Roman Empire?
当然是伊凡大帝。
Of course it's Ivan the Great.
所以明白吗?
So you understand
所有的title,
that? all the titles.
本来是凯撒，现在就跑到就翻要要就跑到苏俄去了。
So it was a Caesar, but now has gone to Russia.
这个 Caesar 如果你把它翻成俄文的话
，So if you translate Caesar into Russian,
就是 Tsar, 就是
Tsar。It's Tsar.
所以你看，沙皇帝时代就开始了。
So then the empire of the Tsar started.
所以他们就到他们所在的地方是莫斯科。
So the place where they're at is Moscow.
那么不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个应该是第三个罗马。
So this is the third Rome.
因为第二个罗马亡国了。
Because the second Rome has been defeated.
谁是接受第三个罗马的？
So who accepted the third Rome?
那当然是俄罗斯了。
Of course, it's Russia.
那最有兴趣的一件事。
So the most interesting thing is.
莫斯科也是七山之城。
Moscow is also a city of seven hills.
所以明白吧,
so you understand, brothers and sisters.
今天你讲到罗马帝国复兴的时候,
so when you talk about the restoration of the Roman Empire,
你不能够只看见欧盟,
you cannot just look at European Union.
你还要注意苏联,
you have to pay attention to Russia.
你更要注意土耳其,
you have to pay attention to Turkey.
土耳其就是今天的奥特曼,
to Turkey is today's Ottoman Empire.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
昨天晚上我们不是说过了吗?
Yesterday, didn't we talk about?
第一次苏联跟土耳其碰头的时候,
so the first time Russia and Turkey they met heads
是八百六十年,
in 860 AD
有四轮的血,
there were four blood moons
就在那个时候,
it occurred at that time
俄罗斯这个国家就诞生,
then Russia was born
不要忘记,
don't forget
那第一次俄罗斯跟土耳其相遇,
it's the first time Russia met up with Turkey
是在海上相遇,
they met up in the sea
去年,
last year
也是四轮的血缘,
is also the four blood moons
不要忘记,
don't forget
这一次是土耳其跟苏联在空中
Turkey and Russia fought an air war.
土耳其居然能够把苏联的飞机打下来。
Turkey could shoot down a Russian jet.
差三十秒钟就是全世界的。
For there were 30 seconds short of the Third World War.
细节我们不去说。
We won't talk about the details.
所以非常清楚。
So it's very clear, brothers and sisters.
过去两年。
In the past 2 years.
满了四轮的血月。
Four blood moons.
一开始的时候。
In the beginning.
你看，你克里米亚就回到了苏联的。
So Crimea returned to Russia.
没有人会想到。
No one would have imagined.
结果就在两年之内。
So within 2 years,
你看见吗?
You see that?
现在他们说要帮西方的国家。
So they're going to help the Western world.
要成为一个势力。
To become a power.
当你读以西结书。
When you read the book of Ezekiel,
讲到黑海世界。
When you talk about the world of the Black Sea,
以苏联为首的国家。
To use Russia as the head.
等到他们打仗的时候。
After when they fought the war,
是把谁放在里面呢?
Who did they place inside?
是把伊朗。波斯放在里面。
They put Iran and Persia in there.
所以当你读到这些的时候
，So when you read these things,
你觉得非常的稀奇。
You think it's very amazing.
你看见吗
？You see that?
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
如果第四个帝国复兴
，If the fourth
第四个帝国复兴
，If the fourth empire has come to power,
那不光是东罗马帝国
，It's not just the Eastern Roman Empire,
还有西方罗马
，and the Western Roman Empire.
那现在在讲在结束以前
，Before we conclude,
我要告诉年轻
，I want to tell young people,
这两条腿一样长
，These two legs are the same length.
所以现在我们要问
，They want to ask,
神像罗马帝国
，So Holy Roman Empire.
就是德国德意志帝国
So it became
the German
German Empire.
他最后一个 emperor.
Who his last emperor?
是 William the Second.
It's William the Second.
威廉二世
It's William the Second.
然后呢，我们就知道说，奥特曼帝国那时候还在。
The Ottoman Empire was there at the time.
所以打第一次世界大战。
So when the First World War.
德国跟奥特曼帝国跟土耳其是站在一起。
German Empire and the Ottoman Empire they were together.
英国跟法国是另外站在一起。
England and France were together.
结果他们同时打败了。
And they both lost.
所以在1918年。
So in 1918.
你看见德意志最后的皇帝。
So the last emperor Wilhelm the Second, he went to history.
Ottoman 帝国也在1918年走入历史。
The Ottoman Empire also went into history in 1918.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
那么讲到沙皇帝国
When you talk about the Tsar,
最后一个皇帝是谁呢
Who was the last Tsar?
尼古拉二世
Nikola the Second.
尼古拉二世怎么回事呢
How what happened to him?
我们还记得
Remember?
苏俄不是有十月革命吗
Didn't Russia have the 10-month revolution?
就是那一次革命。
At that revolution,
就把尼古拉二世的命把它割掉了。
And then they cut off the life of the Tsar.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
尼古拉二世的命什么都被割掉的。
So when did the Nikola the Tsar cut off?
1918.
1918.
所以弟兄。
So brothers and sisters.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
不管是左
脚, whether it's the left leg
还是右脚,
or the right leg,
最后都在1918年,
they all ended in 1918. So the word of God is amazing, isn't it? So may the Lord open our eyes. So if the Roman Empire is restored, you not only pay attention to the European Union issue, you have to pay attention to Russia. You have to pay the attention to Turkey. The Turkish president, after he's president in 2012, he had a dream that the Ottoman Empire will be restored. I won't talk about the details. And recently he said, I hope I have the power of Hitler. So don't forget. So in November of last year, at the end of last year, so Russia and Turkey fought in the air. Simply speaking, it's the second kingdom and the third kingdom they met. So isn't it interesting? Turkey, even though it didn't receive the title, so the land that Ottoman Empire occupied is the land of the Eastern Roman Empire. The smartest thing he did, he did not move its capital. You understand that?
换一句话说,
in other words, so I should inherit the Roman Empire. You understand that?
所以这个缘故,
so for this,
你看见说,
so Constantinople is Istanbul today. So they just changed the name.
现在你看见说,
so now you see that?
果然在那个七座山上,
so in those seven mountains,
不要忘记啊,
don't forget,
你看有六座的清真寺坐在上,
there's six mosques sitting on top of them.
还有一个就是回教的,
and then there's a Roman palace on top.
所以当你读这些的时候,
when you read these,
你不能够不低头敬拜,
you cannot bow and worship the Lord.
主的话没有错,
the Lord's word is accurate.
不光无花果树要发言,
not only is the fig tree going to put forth this
leaf,
all the trees will put forth this leaf.
从但以理读第四章,
so from Daniel chapter 4, so the Babylonian Empire is going to be rise up again.
从启示录第十七章,
so from Revelation 13,
我们叫罗马帝国要抬头,
we know the Roman Empire will rise up.
不光如此,
not only that,
当罗马,
when the Roman Empire raises its head, you see three shadows. You see the lion, you see the leopard, you see the bear. So that's what happened in 2014 and 2015. Rarely do you see in 2 years so many important things happen. When you read these portions of scripture, you couldn't understand it. Now your eyes are open. And within 2 years, you see that? ISIS has been raised up. So the Iran nuclear threat is upon Israel. Not only that, so then you see the refugee crisis, and then many problems happen. So brothers and sisters, why? Very clear. So 2014 and 2015, the war in Gaza Strip, they fought for 51 days. In the end, what was the conclusion?
很清楚,
very clear.
信息很清楚的,
the message is clear. So let us pay attention to what's mentioned in the Bible. Philistines have become the thorn on the side of Israel. So he's left the Lord farther and further apart.
所以巴不得,
so may, not too long from now,
管教他,
because the Lord disciplined them,
叫他们良心被毁,
so that their conscience could be waking up,
叫他们看见说,
so that they could see,
2000年前,
for 2,000 years ago,
是他们说定他是这样,
they said, crucify him, crucify him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
是他们撕碎了天父的心,
so they tore the father's hearts to pieces.
只要他们肯悔改,
so as long as they're willing to repent,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那个时候,
then the Lord will come back.
那个时候,
so then the Holy Spirit will descend upon the nation of Israel. So then the Bible says, so then that body has life. Not only is it a political restoration, it's a spiritual restoration. So thank brothers and sisters. Now we understand, the closer we are to the Lord's return, the closer we see these things happening. Simply speaking, because God wants to discipline his people. So this is the distress of Jacob. But the whole world would be in great tribulation. But now I want to ask, when the whole great tribulation happens, can we escape the suffering? Thank the Lord. The Lord not only gave us prophecy, the Lord not only told us a day will come. In verse 34, Luke 21 and verse 34.
你们要谨慎,
be on guard.
恐怕因贪食醉酒, 并今生的思虑, 累住你们心,
so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness.
那日子就如网罗, 忽然临到你,
and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
那日子就大灾难,
that day is a day of great tribulation.
然后下面说,
and then it says,
这, 下面说,
for come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
所以明白吗,
so brothers and sisters, you understand? When our Lord talk about the great tribulation,
将来审判的大日,
we talk about the great day of judgment,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. There is a good news. We can escape these things that are about to take place. How do you escape? We keep on reading. Be on the alert at all times. Praying that you may have strength. Is it difficult? No, it's not difficult. You have to just be alert and not fall asleep. And you can be constantly praying. Then the Lord promises is what? That you to escape all these things that are about to take place. You understand that? Now I want to ask. If we were to escape, is it just like the people of Israel? The whole world is in darkness. Now only Goshen was lit up. So is the Lord placing us on earth somewhere so we escape these tribulations? This is not what this is talking about. Not only that, what does it say? And to stand before the Son of Man. What does that mean? This means rapture. So that you can escape. Before the tribulation, we have already been raptured. Now, what happened here? Just look at John. When the great tribulation came, those who were in the city need to escape. If you believe the Lord's word, if you believe what the Lord spoke to us, if you're no longer falling asleep, brothers and sisters, if you wake up, if you just pray, the Lord promised us, that's it. Then you will escape all these things. To escape the tribulation, what does it mean? We can stand before the Son of Man. Then we are brought before the presence of God. This is the rapture of spoken in the Bible. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is our hope. So behold these things, when these things have taken place, but when these things begin to play, straighten up and lift up your heads. Because your redemption is drawing nigh. Why do you have to raise your head? Why don't lower your heads? Don't think about the money in your bank account. Think about, are we going to be able to be raptured? So if you look up, then our day of redemption is near. That day the Lord will take us away. He will be like a thief. When the thief comes, he didn't call you. When the thief comes, he will take away the treasure. He will not steal our garbage. If he steals our garbage, we want him to come every day. So, but thank the Lord. So those who love the Lord, they're just like a treasure in the heart of God. So thank the Lord. If you wake up, if you pray, thank the Lord. That day, we will be raptured. That may be with the Lord forever. This is the Lord, our Lord's own word. Thank the Lord. This weekend, by the Lord's grace, we review these few passages. So if people forget, so just read chapter 21 of Luke again very well, carefully. Then there are some explanations. We use the whole Bible to explain it. Then we understand it. Thank the Lord. So this is the first Lord's Day of the year. May the Lord use these words
紧紧地套住,
to lay hold of us. For us to know where do we go. Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we do thank you.
我们为着这些话,
for these words, we look to you.
我们求你,
we do ask you. May these words not fall on any place. May these words lay on good soil. Though we do ask you, Lord, not only raise people, you raise the young people, that they may welcome your coming back. May these words, they fall on their hearts. If it's just one word falling is good, maybe they're still young. So maybe they only understand this in a year or two. May your seed have already firmly planted in them. For this weekend, we thank you. Many people were truly born for this weekend. Hear our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.